Let's talk a little about EFT, our technique that we're going to be using. So EFT is Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it's a meridian tapping therapy, and it's under the umbrella of energy psychology, energy medicine. EFT is based on the ancient art of acupuncture. What we do is, instead of using needles in the acupuncture points that are located along the meridians or circuits of energy in the body, we tap on these specific stress relief points that are located on the face and body. And while we're tapping on these points, we are focused on and addressing a problem that we hope to change. So it's very, very simple. We're tapping on acupuncture points while we're focused on the issue. With EFT, we need to choose a target. And your target can be an emotion, anxiety, fear, hurt, loneliness, an event, the time he left me at the restaurant, the time she hit me, the time I was rejected for my credit card, or a symptom. You might have high anxiety and pulsing in your chest. You might have pain in your head. You might have cravings. You might anything like that. That would be a symptom. So we need to choose a target. And then when we think about the target, let's say the target for a sample EFT exercise, this is a real one though, is that the topic of money makes you nervous, makes you anxious. So think about the topic of money. We're working on the energy of money. How anxious or nervous does that make you feel in your body right now? On the 0 to 10 point scale, with 10 being the most anxious, how anxious do you feel right now? How uncomfortable, upset, irritable do you feel when I'm talking about this topic of money and raising your vibration about it? 0 to 10. Write that down. So we've measured it, and now we devise a setup statement. And the setup statement is a sentence that combines a focus on the problem, we're just identifying what the issue is, combined with an affirmation statement. So in this case, our setup statement could be, even though the topic of money makes me anxious, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. So in broad psychological terms, what we're doing is simply accepting ourselves where we are, and it's a beautiful piece of this technique. So we combine that with the tapping on the points. So here's how we start. We start on the karate chop point. And the karate chop point, you have one on either hand, and it's the outside fleshy part of your hand. It's below your pinky, above your wrist, right where a karate master would chop a block in half. So that point on his hand, I'm sure you've seen a karate master try to do that on television. And you tap on one of your karate chop points. So I'm right-handed, so it's easy for me to take the fingers of my right hand and I tap on the karate chop point that's located on my left hand. And while I'm tapping there, I'll say our setup statement. And I want you to repeat after me while you're tapping and do it three times. We'll say it out loud three times. So I'm tapping on my karate chop point and repeat after me. Even though the topic of money makes me anxious, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Again. Even though this topic of money makes me feel anxious, I accept who I am and how I feel. And once more, even though the topic of money makes me feel anxious, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. Good. Then we move on to the acupuncture points, the stress relief points that we tap on. And what we do is we just repeat the issue that we're working on. We just name the problem as we're tapping on these points. This way, it's like we're calling up the document. We're bringing it up in order to edit it. So the first point is your eyebrow point. It's above your nose at the beginning of the hair of either eyebrow. and just tap lightly there and name this problem. The topic of money makes me anxious. Good. The next point is the outside corner of either eye. There's a little V-bone there. Don't go all the way back into your hairline or your temple, just on the corner of your eye. Tap very lightly there and say, the topic of money makes me anxious. Good. We're just repeating the problem. And then under the eye, the topic of money makes me anxious. And the under the eye point is right on the bone under the eye. The next point is under the nose on the upper lip. The topic of money makes me anxious. Good. The next point is called the chin point. And it's below your lower lip and above your chin, right in the crease there. The topic of money makes me anxious. Good. Collarbone. Now, this point, you have two of these points. It's in acupuncture, it's called K27, and it's right below the little knobs below your collarbone, but it's easier if you just put your hand in a light fist and tap there. Tap right there where the knot of a man's tie would be. Just tap there, and I'm sure you're covering the points. And say, this topic of money makes me anxious. Good. And then the next point is called under the arm point, and it's about 4 inches under your armpit, and it's in your ribs, right down the middle there, as if you had a seam going up and down your body. Right there, 4 inches below your armpit, in your ribs, and say it again. The topic of money makes me anxious. Good. And then end on the top of the head. You just tap around in a circle up there. It feels really relaxing. And repeat it again. The topic of money makes me feel anxious. Good. Take a breath. Good. Now what you do is go back and measure this statement again. The topic of money makes me anxious. Measure it on the 0 to 10 point scale and see how you feel now. And hopefully that number, that feeling of anxiety has dropped a little bit or a lot. And what we could do is go around one more time and keep relieving it and releasing it before we do the other exercises. So why don't you go right back to the eyebrow and say, I still feel anxious when I think of money. Side of the eye. The topic of money still makes me feel anxious. Under the eye. The topic of money still makes me feel anxious. Under the nose. Talking about money makes me feel nervous and anxious. The chin point. The topic of money makes me feel nervous and anxious. Collarbone. The topic of money makes me feel nervous. Under the arm. The topic of money, just talking about it, makes me feel anxious. Top of the head. The topic of money makes me feel anxious. Good. Take a deep breath. And measure again. 0 to 10. How does that feel to you when you say the topic of money makes me feel anxious? And hopefully it's gone down again. So let's move on.